I'll also ask you. I'll ask you something that I believe you should already know. And I'm sure that you already have an idea. At least in your eyes, or at least in your opinion, who's the most intriguing college football team that's currently undefeated? And the reason I put that up there is because in the entire landscape of college football, you have a lot of teams with a ton of stories. None more prominent right now than the Florida State Seminoles. I mean, you're talking about a Florida State team that is incredibly young and is surrounded by tons and tons of controversy. If it's not from this, and if it's not coming from the university itself, with a gunman running around on campus and shooting three people on Thursday, it's from the antics of one Jameis Winston, your Heisman Trophy winner from the previous year. There's always a cloud around the Florida State Seminoles, but yet, even in the midst of that cloud, they keep winning games. And a lot of people predicted their downfall when Florida State traveled to Louisville, Kentucky, and they faced a Louisville Cardinals team. People said, there they go. They're done. 42 points later, whoops, kind of missed that. They said the showdown of the year, the Sunshine State Showdown, Florida State and Miami. Miami broke out the black unis, the special helmets, and this, that, and the other, and Florida State proceeded to beat up the Miami Hurricanes, even after being down at least 17 points. It's a story. You can't deny it. It's a story. Story of Mississippi State, Dak Prescott. Story of Oregon. There's a bunch of guys there. Even Harvard and Yale, who's facing off today for, I believe, the 138th time. The game, they call it. One team's 8-1, the other one's 9-0. I think the more prominent story for me when it comes to Harvard and Yale is that as they line up today, Each team has an African-American captain. That has never happened in Harvard-Yale history. So shout out to Harvard and Yale. Keep doing what you're doing. But I think, to me, the most intriguing undefeated team isn't even on the FBS or the FCS calendar. They're Division III. It's a Division III squad. And for anybody that wants to throw shade at nerds, or throw shade at dweebs, or them, or anyone of that nature, I invite you to take a look at the article on the MIT engineers. Yes, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology has a football team, and they've played for a long while. But you know what happens when you play for a long while? Respectability comes. And now this school out of Cambridge, Mass. Is undefeated and going into their first playoff game. Definitely, to me, an intriguing story. I have the article up on the Facebook page. Make sure you check that out. I'm telling you, there's something good about these guys. Everybody talks about Harvard and Yale and sums up Ivy League and sums up Ivy League football or sums up football at the smart schools with a picture of a guy in a helmet wearing his spectacles instead of goggles. This one goes a little deeper. I mean, you're talking about guys that not only have to foot the bill athletically, of course, but you have to foot the bill and academically as well. You're talking about an institution that has to facilitate 2 hours of a day to where you do not study. Not saying you do not have to study. It is a foregone mandate. You do not study between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. every weekday. You do not study. Wow. How about that? Try going over those. Try dealing with those standards, and yet, in the midst of stories like that, you have stories like Cardale Jones, backup quarterback at the at Ohio State University, going to Twitter saying he didn't come to play school. Well, if you go to MIT, statements like that, as well as attitudes like that, simply aren't allowed. It's just simply not allowed. I invite you to check them. I invite you to check out that story of the MIT football team going into their first playoff appearance with an undefeated record. I invite you to check out that story and let your mind be warped a little bit and let your mind be enhanced and be entertained a little bit at the fact that you have gentlemen out there who can not only play ball but can actually do a bunch of other things as well. And I'll bet you by the end of the story you'll be saying, "Go Engineers," just like I was. 719-362-8851 or 8852. Coming up next, we'll talk about one of the questions I've had for the day. Athletes who walk away, who's done it? What athlete do you think of? What prominent professional athlete do you think of that simply walked away from the game? Literally walked away from the game. All of that, your questions, your comments, and your complaints, because I take those as well. Coming up next, this is Talking Sports with That Guy on CosmicBroadcasting.com. Stick around.